producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Shining down.
How can I bring sunshine into your life today? Our thought for the day comes from Sally Field, who said, "It took me a long time not to judge myself through someone else's eyes." let me run that one by you again. It took me a long time not to judge myself through someone else's eyes. I want to say that for couple of comments that have come from listeners over the last 24 hours or so. As we begin another hour of conversation, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, focusing on the big items this week. It's Friday. Hooray for Friday. Yay. November the 6th. Kenny Kessler is here with me. Jennifer was accosted last night. She's okay. But apparently you've heard me kid her a lot about the neighborhood in which she lives. Her grandparents owned the house that she now lives in. She spent a lot of time there as a youngster. The neighborhood has changed substantially in the past 10, 15 years. And there are a lot of, there's a huge problem with homeless people. And I don't mean this to sound like, I'm not being a jerk, but I live in a better tower. My place in Los Angeles is better than Jennifer's. It's in a better part of town, supposedly. But we have exactly the same problem with the homeless in my neighborhood as she has in her neighborhood. As a matter of fact, the other night when I was going into the house, some guy came by. I have a little gate around. I have a little bungalow that's right off the Pacific Coast Highway in Santa Monica. And there are four or five restaurants. You may have heard me tell the story about finding a cell phone and a whip in my car. I did tell that story on the air, I think, didn't I? Or did I tell that story? I did tell the story, yeah. So, this... I left the car open and the windows were because the car smelled and I wanted to air it out, so I left it. And I forgot it was Halloween. So, the next morning when I go outside, I find a cell phone and a whip in the car. Obviously, somebody gotten into the car, had a little hanky-panky, left some stuff behind, and that's what it's all about. And so, anyway... in tandem with that sort of thing, this guy's walking up and down the street and he's mumbling something and he saw me and he yelled and screamed at me. And fortunately, my son and I have a large dog out there and the dog was out on the porch. And so this guy just kept walking. But the point is that we have here's a fairly well-to-do area of Los Angeles County. And Jennifer's at the other end. And there are some neighborhoods in her community that are not good anymore. And so some boob walks up to her and was somewhat crazy. Kenny, you have more of the story than I do. The bottom line is, though, that in neighborhoods that are, whether they're questionable or not, even if you're living in a good neighborhood, in a place like Santa Monica or any place in Southern California, I remember the first, I've had a home in Southern California, let's see, when did I first start going there? The winter of 1993. So that's 22 years I've been going to Los Angeles County in the wintertime, and I have had these problems more in Santa Monica. I've never had it. Well, I live on a farm, so I'm not going to lie. You're going to find too many homeless people wandering around the farm. I'm way off the road anyway. But on the other side of the community, I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. I'm on the north side of town. On the south side of town, where we have the town offices and the downtown business district, there's a huge, huge problem with homeless people. To the point, and drug dealers and all kinds of stuff going on. So the town meeting just passed an ordinance, a bylaw, that will change the downtown area, rebuild the downtown area, rejuvenate the downtown area. And the biggest objection came from a few people in a few agencies, social service agencies, that questioned what we were going to do with all the homeless people that were brought, listen to this, We're modeling what we're doing in Framingham after Waltham, Massachusetts, which went through a downtown urban renewal in the last 10, 12 years. And you know what the people in Watertown and Waltham, their bordering communities, when they did their rejuvenation, when they did their rebuild, when they did their reworking, the homeless people were picked up, I swear to you, this was on town meeting floor, were picked up by the Waltham police and brought to Framingham because Framingham was known as a place where homeless people would be, quote-unquote, welcomed. So,
wow.
The police bring the homeless from Waltham to Framingham because we're known as being liberal or open-minded or we'll take care of the homeless people. So, as you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and we had one very successful farmers market on the Framingham Common. Framingham is like most other New England communities, has a big common. Everything was based on life around the common as the town was incorporated in the late 1600s. So anyway, we got the Framingham Center Common is the part of town where I am, and it's a nice, clean area, as you might expect, suburban. So we have this farmer's market there. So the woman who directs the farmer's market thought, hey, this is going so well, let's have it on the common downtown. So they move last year, in addition to the one that we have on the center common, they move the other farmer's market to the downtown. It's sort of a common, it's a park, yeah, that kind of thing. It lasted for a month. They were so accosted by the homeless who were down there stealing in daylight, coming around chasing the patrons away. The lady who runs it at first thought that she could beg them off, so she went to the town and said, "You got to do something about these homeless people." And the police say, "Well, what do you want us to do?" "Well, get them out of here. Have the police." Well, you have to pay for a police person to be there and watch the farmer's market. Can you imagine anything that outrageous? You got to pay. Of course it's crazy. So anyway, what she does is go buy a case of beer and gives it to the homeless to get rid of them. And then because the rumor got around the first week that she bought a case of beer, there were twice as many the next week. So she bought two cases of beer. And then the next week, it doubled and tripled. And so after the month, she was spending like hundreds of dollars to buy beer and alcohol to get rid of these people, and it became ridiculous. The police did nothing. So I give you this information because it sort of is a trail. I don't know how it is in your community. Maybe you can enlighten us. 888-302-3684. What's the homeless situation like in your community? Do you have some of these same stories to tell? Have you been accosted by someone? At what point? This is becoming a national problem. Not that it hasn't been, but more and more they're in your face. They're enabled. They're emboldened. And so Jennifer, to go back to her and her problem, so this crazy homeless guy sits on her porch waiting, and she's trying to figure out what to do. She gets home in her car. She sees this guy there. And I don't know, Kenny, did she tell you she got out of the car? I know her father went over there to be with her, but it didn't get resolved until a couple of hours ago, right?
Yeah, I think she was actually in the house, and it was a homeless woman who was on her patio who said a variety of things, including that house was hers.
Right. Okay, good. So, and by the way, her patio, having been at her house, the patio is like snug up to the kitchen. And has one of those sort of, what are they called, not plastic, fiberglass roof over it. It's all enclosed and screened in. And so this woman came in there. It's very easy access into her house from that porch. So I could imagine she'd be pretty upset about it. I'd be upset about it, whether it was a man or a woman. It's very disconcerting, isn't it?
She said she called 911, and it took probably an hour, if not longer, before anybody showed up.
Great.
Her dad got there faster.
And her father lives about 30, 25 minutes from her. That's outrageous. It really is. But I bring you the other stories because the outrageous problem is something that's becoming a national problem, and nobody's talking about it. Who's talking about it? Should the presidential candidates be talking about it? I think they ought to. It's a big problem. And by the way, some of them, I'm not going to use the term many, But there are a lot of illegal immigrants who are homeless. Although it's interesting, if you look at the Brazilians, you look at most Mexican or Latino families are pretty well constructed. There's a universe that has sort of an organic base to it, and so they stay together. You'll find a lot of immigrants, whether they're illegal or not, lots of them, you know, you got a fairly big house, but there would be a family assigned each bedroom. I don't know if you've encountered that in San Diego, Kenny, but I know that's what happens around here. One fairly well-to-do legal immigrant will rent a big house or buy a big house, and they'll fill it up with illegals. And sometimes whole families of illegals will move in. And once again, the police know that's going on, at least in my community they do, and they don't do anything about it. And I guess the police most everywhere don't do anything other. Some of them just throw their hands and they say, well, what? We do something about it. We deport these people. I mean, there are four or five people that I've come across here in this community who have gotten into trouble. They were illegal. They were deported. And within 3 to 4 months, they were back here again. And so they'll go through. And I know some of them have done that two, three times. So what does that tell you about how serious law enforcement or anybody in law is about this problem? It's really a big problem. All right, so we had a couple of problems we overviewed. Bottom line is Jennifer's not here. Doug and Ken are. It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops, they're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops, earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Save it responsibly.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Here we are at 23 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Time now for us to have a little fun with the late night monologues. Actually, the video of the day yesterday came from The Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon brought on Bill O'Reilly, who had his own list of demands for the GOP candidates. So here's sort of an edited version of that appearance.
There's actually been a lot of controversy around these Republican debates. In fact, some of the GOP candidates wrote a joint letter demanding changes to the debate rules, and now other candidates like Chris Christie and Carly Fiorina are refusing to sign the letter. It seems like no one is happy. So here to settle this once and for all with some new demands for the next debate is Bill O'Reilly, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, Bill, whenever you're ready.
All right, we got to wise these people up. Yeah. All right, so here's the first demand. Stop complaining.
You hurt my feelings.
Come on. You guys are starting to sound like a bunch of Democrats out there. All right. Here's the next demand. Answer the question. It's not that hard. Here's an example. Fallon, what would you do to fix the deep ideological divide in this country?
Pizza party.
See? It's easy, right? All right, here's the third demand. Wrap it up. Keep it pithy. They give you a time limit for a reason. This goes for the Democrats, too. You're answering a question, not accepting an Oscar. All right, watch this. Fallon, what would you do if you were president? What would your first act be?
Pizza party.
We're dealing with a lot of depth here, but Anyway. My last demand. Trump, you got to take it down, man. You got to take it down. About a six, all right? Now, I know it's fun. I know it's fun. But he blew out my TV speakers. If anybody gets to yell that loud on Fox News, it should be me.
Okay, that's pretty good, actually. So here, let's keep the tone going. From his late night program, Seth Meyers jokes about a new Ben Carson campaign ad. There is a bit of it here, and then we're going to expand on that in a few minutes. So here we go with Seth Meyers.
Dr. Ben Carson's campaign today released a new 60-second radio ad that uses rap music to try to appeal to black voters. Let's hear a little of that.
Ben Carson, 2016. And support Ben Carson for our next president and be awesome.
So there you have it. Get out and vote for Ben Carson on November 3rd, 1992. Carson also said yesterday that he believes the pyramids were not built as tombs for ancient rulers, but were constructed by the biblical Joseph for grain storage, because Ben Carson is not afraid to say what no one was thinking.
Okay, this week you've heard me have some fun about the way Seth Meyers delivers. Because he always seems to joke about Ben Carson and others talking like that, right, Kenny?
Yeah, he does have a yelling kind of voice.
Okay, so yesterday I got an email from a listener who turns out to be a voice coach. And she was taking me to task. She said, I wonder if you'd like my feedback. I heard you and your criticism of Seth MacFarlane, she meant Seth Meyers, and wonder if you realize you do the same thing. Short, shouting outbursts, you express yourself in much the same way. Really? We cannot often hear ourselves as others hear us, and often are triggered by what others do or what we don't see. We take the behaviors that they exhibit and we model them after whatever it is that we do ourselves. Nah, I don't do that, do I, Kenny?
No.
Now, 28 past and good day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Now at Estee Lauder, get your perfect shade of Double Wear makeup to try for 10 days free. You'll discover why Double Wear is our number one foundation. Millions of women love it for the 15-hour wear and how comfortable it feels. Double Wear makes flawless easy. Available in 30 shades for all skin tones, including your perfect match, guaranteed. Visit the Estee Lauder counter today. Plus, earn 10 times the Plenty points with every Double Wear foundation purchase. Now through.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue. For just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm not finished with this lady yet. Okay, so before we get to Ben Carson and his radio ad, that's coming up in a moment. If you haven't heard his rap radio ad, you need to hear this. I got a couple of epistles yesterday, Ken. Ken and Doug here. It's the Boys Club. As Jennifer had a visit from a homeless lady last night, and it sort of set her on her, if you know what I mean, set her back a bit. So we're taking up the cause of making Friday better for you. Let's see, I'll start with this email. Don Windmiller wrote to me yesterday and said, I heard you calling the Republican presidential candidates angry. The fact that you and other Democrats are not angry at the destruction of our country and Europe by progressives and liberals shows how out of touch you and your ilk are like. As the third world destroys all Christian values in this world, you Democrats help them at every turn. You don't seem to have the capacity to learn from the past, so elect Hillary and watch the USA sink into the abyss. If you get your way, future generations here will be living in squalor, just as the rest of the world does. Well, with the homeless situation the way it is now, I think we're moving in that direction. You may be right, sir. However, there's one minor mistake you have made in your epistle to me. The reference to me as a Democrat. Ken Kessler, how long have you been around me?
Well, let's see. 13 years now.
Okay. Would you ever have called me a Democrat?
No.
Would you ever think, under the circumstance, that I have any Democratic Party leanings?
No.
Would you laugh
even when I... No.
It's just, people are, I love, and where would I be without the however many million of people that listen to this program a week? Sir, you're a breath of fresh air. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to once again explain for the 395 millionth time. My point of view is based on mostly libertarian principles. How many of them may have similarity to what Democrats think or Republicans think, I don't know, and I don't care. I am tired of all of the involvement the government has. And obviously, you don't listen much to the program or haven't heard me, and that's okay. You learn as you go. I hope that you will stay listening to the program and figure out that the program is, yes, about me and my opinions and encouraging people like you to share your opinions and the people that are on the program with me, Jennifer and Richie and Kenny and Roberta and Dr. Joy Brown and whoever else is here. We are interested in you expressing yourself and expressing your opinions. And I encourage people to do that by sending email to Doug@DougStephan.com if you can't call 888-302-3684 or you can't connect on Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. However you'd like to communicate, whatever your feelings are, please. But I assure you, there is no Democratic blood in my veins. Would I vote for Hillary? Yeah. If the Republicans put up some kind of a clown like Cruz or Rubio, yes. If they put up Trump, I'll enthusiastically support him and the changes that he would bring about. Even if they're superficial, we need real hope and real change, not palaver and baloney like we've had from the last 8 years of the current administration. This is not a political program. Once in a while we get off on a toot. It's hard not to because of the realities of what people are talking about, given the whole state of affairs with both parties and all the noise that's being created by them and their debates and, you know, whatever other stuff comes out of them. But by the way, the third world destroying Christian values. The Christians have had their time at destroying values in the world as well. If you go back to the Inquisition and time before that and after that, religion is a curse, in my opinion. It hasn't done anything except add further to the destruction of certain peoples. Look at what's going on in the Middle East. It's all about religion. It's all it is. And so me and my ilk, as you refer to us, whatever my ilk is probably best wrapped around Rand Paul in terms of current politicians, maybe wrapped a little bit around Carly Fiorina and Trump. But I think I've probably voted maybe for four or five Democrats in my entire life. Okay, me think thou dost protest too much, but I did want to have that conversation. Here's Mary in Columbus. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug.
How
well,
are you doing?
I'm taking that lady to task. I'm assuming that she's a woman. I don't know.
Which one are you talking about? The one?
The ex-speech expert.
Oh, yes. I believe the name is Bibi, so I'm going to guess that that's a lady's name. All right? So for those of you who are wondering, I just made a reference. We played an excerpt from Seth Meyers' late-night monologue last night. We do that frequently on the Good Day program. And I have been making fun of Seth, kind of having a little fun with him because he talks like that a lot, and it seems like his monologue is all pretty much at that tone and that tempo, and that has caused this person to think that I do the same thing. And I couldn't imagine. I know. Every once in a while, just for fun, I will raise the tone and the tempo, and I can hear myself. And so there's a lot of criticism. There's a whole list, a laundry list of five different things that I do badly, according to this person. I start a thought and sometimes I don't finish it.
Everybody do that?
Probably everybody does. All right, so Mary, you called because you wanted to stick up for me?
Yes. You're
sweet.
Just following the what you learned at Heidelberg from your speech professors, and that you were encouraged to alternate your speed and your volume and
yes.
other voice qualities in order to keep your listeners interested.
Yes, there you
so
go.
You're just doing what you were taught.
Could you imagine anything so badly presented that it would sound the same like this, no matter what you were saying, the intonation would be the same all the time, no inflection, no emphasis, no emotion, nothing in your voice, it's all the same. Yes, I did. I went to Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio. I was on the debate team. I was a speech and political science major. I learned how to do things with my diaphragm and with my throat and with my voice so that I didn't sound like, A, I was from New England, and B, that I was a boring monotone. You know what else helped me, Mary? Singing. singing in the Heidelberg Concert Choir was something that helped me a whole lot. And I think more singing is an... I would suggest that anybody who can sing wherever you sing would find that your voice and what how you project yourself would be enhanced by singing. So I'd
give
you those
tips. Many actors are good singers.
Yeah, right, exactly, if they can. All right, Mary, thank you. Nice to hear from you. Hope you have a wonderful day and a great weekend. This is Good Day. Uri Geller joins us next on the Good Day program with love from Joey the Fat One. That's Kara's what I'm supposed to, Joey Fat One or Joey Fatone has this week introduced a sort of new wrinkle into the story of NSYNC, and it involves my pal Uri. So we'll find out what the heck's going on there in a moment on Good Day.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Is grandma sending you LOLs or OMGs? A new study shows that seniors who interact with loved ones using technology have higher life satisfaction, are more likely to be attaining life goals, and have higher self-rated health. However, the study Rewiring Aging, supported by Brookdale Senior Living, also revealed those 80 and over experience frustration and need assistance when it comes to using technology. Those who can't connect are often left feeling shut out, with 27% considered virtual shut-ins. Dr. Kevin O'Neill, Chief Medical Officer.
We actually had a situation recently with one of our residents. She wasn't able to get out to be with her great-granddaughter for her wedding, but the newlyweds were able to share their first dance because they had an iPhone and they used their FaceTime app, and the resident was able to come by to the dance. That really had a huge impact on our residents' quality of life and enjoyment.
To learn more about rewiring aging, please visit brookdale.com. I'm Sarah Luce.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Four past the hour on Good Day. These are the boys in NSYNC. Crank this up, Carol, will you? It's hard to make the things I didn't done. A lesson I learned to wear for sure. All right, the reason we have NSYNC in our ears is because this week Joey Fatone, one of the members of NSYNC, said that there was an interesting reality involving a star, and the reality focused on my friend Uri Geller, who joins us each week at this time. So, Uri, how and when did you meet the members? Did you meet them individually or the group NSYNC?
Okay, let me unroll this story. You're the first ones to hear it. Basically, if you look at NSYNC's logo, you will see a star on the left side of their name. And this is what happened. Decades ago, I was in Covent Garden in London visiting the Spice Girls. They were recording in a studio, and I went there to bend a spoon for them for good luck to carry with them when they go to America. That was the whole, you know, trick for me to go to Covent Garden.
Right.
While I was sitting out drinking cappuccino, a few, you know, young guys came out, and someone told me that they're an unknown group of a boy band who are quite well known in Germany, but no one really knows them because they play little clubs. So I walked up to them, walked straight up to Justin Timberlake, and I kind of introduced myself, And I said, look, let me show you something interesting. So I picked up a spoon, and I bent it for this. They, all of them freaked out.
Uh-huh.
And they all started telling me about, you know, their dreams and how they want to be number one. And so I said, look, guys, let me look at your logo. And we sat down at a table. I took a napkin, and I pulled out my marker. I don't remember if it was a Sharpie, but it was a black marker. And I wrote down their name, NSYNC. And then I said, now look, I'm going to add a star right here above your name. And when you will produce your first CD, I want you to use my logo with a star, because that star will catapult you into stardom. And, you know, I told him that I believe in the forces, the cosmic forces of the universe, and the subliminal synchronicities of success that could be mirrored in symbolisms and drawings. They loved the idea, and I gave the napkin to Justin. He folded it up very carefully and put it in his pocket, and they were gone. And lo and behold, their first CD reached number two, which is very close to number one. And then everyone knows the story of the Spice Girls. They were very successful in America. So now you've got it. You got the real story.
So Joey Fatone this week, why it came out now, for some reason or another, Joey Fatone was asked about the logo and how it was created, or he offered the information and gave you the credit that you just explained for coming up with the star in the logo. I'd forgotten that Justin Timberlake, that's where he really got started.
Yes.
He got started on the Mickey Mouse Club. He was a Mouseketeer, you know, and then he became...
The logo and the star, it was a secret for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
They were asked a million times, why is there a star in your logo? Why? What is that? And they kept it a mystery. Very few people know this, but it was tucked somewhere in my website. I had a little blurb about it on my website for 20 years, but, you know, it was buried. It's buried somewhere away under music and how I influence musicians. And now it came to light because he was asked that question.
Yep. Joey Fatone is the announcer on the Family Feud television program here in this country, in addition to doing other stuff. And NSYNC still, I think, once in a while gets together, if I'm not mistaken. Have you ever been to one of their concerts?
No, I haven't, but I've got most of the books, because in some of the books they do give me credit. But I also designed Michael Jackson's last album.
Right,
very few people know that.
Yeah.
If you open the booklet of Invincible, you will find my drawing in there. And I kind of threw Michael the idea to create different colors on the same album. So his last album, Invincible, came out with different colors, red, blue, silver, green, and so on.
Yep. Well, you've influenced a lot of people, certainly, over the course of your career and their career. It's kind of fun, having been with you a lot of times when you'd go up to a celebrity or something. But you are the same with people that talk to you on the street. You give them, oh, how can I help you? And, you know, you're very generous with your ideas, and a lot of them are very creative and very helpful to people. And I think that really tells a lot about who you really are, frankly.
That's nice.
True. No, it is, but you know that. I feel that way about you. Anyway,
I never charge or ask for anything for this. I love helping, and I think that if my symbolism brings success, then why not?
Right, exactly. That's the way to share. We all are here to help and to share. All right, give us 60 seconds on your in Israel. The tension down in the Sinai, is that bubbling over into any of the areas in Israel, or do you think it's pretty much localized?
Well, what's happened with the airplane, we all see the British Secret Service found out that there was indeed a bomb on board, and that is an alarming sign for all travelers on all planes anywhere around the world.
Yeah, it is. It's not, however it got there, that's the next thing. You got to figure out how it got onto the plane, but it certainly is cause for concern. Those of us who have loved ones, I have the loved one who's in Egypt taking a trip up the Nile, and it's not a comfortable thing. But at any rate, we'll hold a good thought, because that's what you are about, and that's what I'm about, and that's what I hope most people are about, hold good thoughts about these things, that they all end up the best way possible. Uri Geller's website is URIGELLER, urigeller.com, and he's here every week at this time on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I have the services of Kim Gerritsen, Garrett Stun. I must not leave out that T, Kim. It's very important to have people understand who you are. Technical expert. Your company is realizing innovation. I find you inspiring. I don't know you really, but I can tell by the irony in your voice that you have a good sense of humor. And you're probably somebody's, you're really a good grandfather. Is that right or not?
I'm hoping someday, Doug.
Well, you got it. You just sound like the wonderful, friendly grandfather. I hope I'm sounding like a wonderfully friendly grandfather, because I am. And it's one of the interesting new dimensions and dynamics in my life. It's kind of a fun thing. And it's not about age. It's just about the experience of having somebody that you don't have to take care of every day.
I got it. In your life.
That's kind of it. I don't know why that tickles me, but it certainly does. I'm concerned about what he's going to be exposed to. My daughter and her husband are very conscious of the Internet and what they got out of it. Both my children and, interestingly enough, my daughter's husband were not exposed. We had this conversation last weekend, as a matter of fact, talking about what happens when a baby's brain is exposed to the computer or to television or any of these fast-moving images. It really messes up their brain. So whether people realize that or not, it's something to keep in mind. If you have a child or a grandchild, you keep them away from the television, from computers, until they're at least three. Otherwise, their brains become a complete scramble. And I think that's been proven by lots of different research. So anyway, I've got off on a little tangent. Kim wants to talk to us about Google's new smart reply tool, and we'll do that in a moment here on Good Day.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day weekend sales this Friday and Saturday. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, outerwear, and boots for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent this Friday and Saturday at Kohl's. Flex styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Kim Garrettson with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The new smart reply tool from Google will launch in the next week or so. What's that all about, Kim, and why would we be interested and concerned? Is there a concern, or is this just something that's good, period?
I think it's good, period. Artificial intelligence, but it's been...
Well, there's so much for technology and our technical... connection. Don't you love that? What are the irony on top of ironies? Kim is on Skype, and Skype I find to be weird. Karen and I were just talking about this. It's undependable and irregular at best, as we have just proven by Kim disappearing. All right, you back? Have we got you back again?
Kim is back.
All right. Anyway, so let's go back to smart reply.
Yeah, so we've all heard the term artificial intelligence, and it's been hard to determine what does that really mean. So Google, realizing that most people are reading their email on their mobile phones now, mm-hmm. and, you know, with fumble fingers are trying to reply. So Google has an artificial intelligence tool called Smart Reply that gives you a choice of three snappy replies to incoming emails. And what's interesting is because of privacy, Google can't really, quote, read your individual email. They mash up all the inbound emails, and their artificial intelligence determines how to reply. So, the replies they give you, three choices, are pretty snappy. Like, if you're asking somebody to RSVP, the replies might be, count us in, we'll be there, sorry we can't make it. If you're conveying a problem, the replies might be, I'll check on it. I'll see if I can find out.
Well, what's the reason for this? This is nonsense. Why can't you? Isn't this nonsense? What I'm hearing here is something you could type in 2 seconds. What is the big deal?
Well, here's the twist on the story. I think this is version 1.0 because in version 0.5, Google was finding that its artificial intelligence was offering the reply "I love you" most of the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll check it out next week. Let's talk about it after we've been implemented. Thank you, Kim.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.